What do you worry about? What causes you to stay up at night? You might ask questions like, will I be able to pay my bills? Will I have enough money to retire? Will my kids be safe? Will I be able to take care of my parents? Will I die peacefully? Living in a fast-paced, restless, and distracted world, there's always the temptation for us to be worried. If we're not careful, our worries can weigh us down. Stress can cause our headaches, heartaches, backaches, and bellyaches. Proverbs 12:25 tells us that an anxious heart weighs a man down. I'm going to put this bluntly, but when we worry, we sin. Worry is a distrust in God, and worry is not accepting God's providence in our lives. When we worry, we forget that God is sovereign over our circumstances and that He's essentially in control of our entire life. So how do we fight the sin of worry? I suggest three things to do. The first thing is we name it, claim it, and confess it, which means we identify the situations and circumstances that cause us to be anxious. We admit when we do worry and when we don't trust in God, and we ask Him for forgiveness. There's a great relief in repentance and in acknowledging our sins before God. The second way we fight worry is we immerse ourselves in Scripture. As we immerse ourselves in Scripture, our worries will disperse. When we read the Bible, our worries will disappear, dissipate, and dissolve. Think and reflect upon all the familiar passages that address worry. For example, Matthew 6:34, John 14:1, Philippians 4:6-7, 1 Peter 5:7, and even the most familiar chapter in all the Bible, Psalm 23, describes how God is our provider and our protector. We not only immerse ourselves in Scripture, but the third thing we do is we encourage one another. Proverbs 12:25 goes on to say that an anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up. To encourage someone means to give support or confidence to the other person. Encouraging someone means to boost and strengthen someone's confidence. We all need courage to fight our fears and worries. Encouragement attacks anxiety. If you're struggling with worry today, remember to confess it, immerse yourself in the Bible, and encourage others who are in the fight with you.